This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is committed to make Jammu and Kashmir terrorism-free and bring peace and stability to the region. He said strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be razed to the ground. Mr. Shah was replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चूम चूम कर इनके परिजनों के सामने मले छोटी बच्चियां छोटे बच्चे वृद्ध माँ उनकी पत्नियां उनकी बहनें इस सब के सामने मारा गया और क्यों मारा गया क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूँ कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प
The Home Minister pointed out that the government took stringent measures against Pakistan immediately after the terror attack, including suspension of the Indus Water Treaty and visa facility. He said that Pakistan's striking capabilities were destroyed during Operation Sindoor and it was brought to its knees. Commending Union Minister J.P. Nadda's explanation during the Operation Sindoor Rajya Sabha debate, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the central government responded to the Pahalgam terror attack with full resolve. Addressing the Rajya Sabha's Operation Sindoor debate, a leader of the House, Jagat Prakash Nadda, sketched a bold comparison between the preceding decade, 2004-2014, and the present era, 2014-2025, highlighting India's robust transformation in national security, military response, and political will. Mr. Nadda said that the global community strongly backed India's actions. After the Pahalgam attack, 61 global leaders, including foreign ministers and heads of state, condemned the incident. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. In the meeting, Mr. Chauhan instructed officials to connect farmers at national, state, district and village levels with the program.
Pradhan Mantri Sriman Narendra Modi ji, 2 August ko, theek 11 baje, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi ki raasi aapke khate mein dalne wale. Is avsar par wo judkar aapse baat bhi karenge. Karyakram aapke gaon mein bhi hoga, sabhi krishi vigyan kendron par hoga, ICR ke sansthanon mein hoga, agriculture universities mein hoga, mandiyon mein hoga, PACS ke mukhyalay par hoga. Aur isliye meri aap sabse prarthna hai, aap Pradhan Mantri ji ke kisi na kisi karyakram se zarur judiye.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation of the AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand today. She will felicitate 4 gold medalists and 5 meritorious students during the convocation ceremony. The president will attend the 45th convocation of IIT ISM Dhanbad tomorrow, where she will felicitate 20 gold medalists among others. Security arrangements have been beefed up in all 3 cities of Jharkhand, including Deoghar, Dhanbad and Ranchi, ahead of her visit. The last date for nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards has been extended till 15th August. The nominations for the awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day 2026. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the 5th time this year, brushing off repeated calls from President Donald Trump for a cut. The Fed's decision last night leaves its key short-term rate at about 4.3%, where it has stood after the central bank reduced it 3 times last year. Citizens in Delhi NCR woke up to a drizzle after rainfall lashed the national capital in the early morning hours today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Rajasthan today. And in cricket, India will look to level the 5-match Anderson Tendulkar's test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.